Welcome to R&R Saturdays Podcast. It's our sacred space and time to take care of ourselves, to rest and relax, to restore and renew. May the following conversations bring healing and hope to your heart. Thanks in advance for listening. Enjoy your R&R. Is called R&R. I just want to start on a light note. So what do you do, J-Paul, to rest and relax? I know.
Okay. Usually I just watch TV or do a little game just to shut down. Pero nagiging it's really how I just take care of myself. And exercise of my favorite ways of like self-care.
Okay.
But now, more than ever, I really am falling in love with, siguro because of the pandemic also, now that things are easing up, parang nag-enjoy talaga ako to be in the Blessed Sacrament, to really just be quiet there. Yeah. So, I guess it's 1 year of not being able to go to church talaga. Okay, now enjoy ko na lahat siya. Pero, very, very boring. Read the book. Exercise and
boring yon. Okay.
I mean for other people it just sounds boring, but yeah, that's how I really take care or rest.
I feel you about the Blessed Sacrament because lately then I think last week I went there very very tired. Tapos nakaupo lang ako like, Lord, sorry. Medyo inaanto ako, pagod lang. Parang ganun. Pero after that, I really in a very mysterious way, parang you really feel the presence of God. It's really the presence of God kasi kahit wala siyang ginagawa, I mean, nafe-feel mo yung healing love ni Lord. So paglabas ko, parang I also felt restored and renewed just being in that presence of God. So friends, if you have time or if you're near a Blessed Sacrament, it's really worth going there. So baka makita niyo si J-Paul. Tapos sabi niyo pagkatapos. Yeah. Saan ka ba pumupunta? Favorite Blessed
Sacrament. Mary the Queen. Mary the Queen. Pinakamalaki. Yeah.
O sa may St. Therese. Kung magawi kayo sa may Antipolo.
Nice.
So, Japes, I know you love to cook also. That's also relaxing for you?
Actually, yes. It is actually a way to shut down my mind. Kasi, especially now, everything's digital. So, at least when I'm cooking, wala akong hinahawakang high-tech. Does that make sense?
Yes.
May tactile feel ako. Because I really touch the food and stuff like that.
Physical touch ka ba?
So it, indeed naman, I'm not a physical touch person, pero yung, I just need to cut it, yung cut yung digital parang detox. Monotony. Yes. So that's how I do it. So with the food, with the, parang nabubuhay yung iba kong senses. Tapos creativity.
Creative nga yung cooking kasi no, parang, mixing, para siyang painting pero with food, with raw food, raw materials as you create something new. Pa-cheeseburger ka naman. Bigay ko yung address. Joke lang. So, J-Paul, thank you for sharing that. So, do you have a regular R&R or just when you feel tired? What works for you? Pagka, meron ka bang like specific day, specific time or parang pag sobrang pagod ka na dun, ka na lang, I will take a break.
I used to do that, yung parang pagpagod na. Mm-hmm. But I realized, pagka I have a tendency kasi Marge to overexert myself. I like my calendar to be super full. So nung ganun ako, I tend to get sick, like terribly sick. Like I would get like flu or colds for 2 weeks kasi nga parang ginulpi ko sobra yung katawan ko and yun. So now I'm really managing my health and my body by scheduling like rest. So what I do actually right now is when I wake up in the morning, of course, you have your prayer time, yung ganyan. So, I really just try to sit down sa upuan, like for 30 minutes, just having coffee, just reflecting, just quieting down, and before I sleep. So, ganun siya. Just, I really need my quiet 30 minutes because parang to massage my brain for the fire ahead, for the war ahead of the day. Yeah, but I also found myself na like I make my Monday to Wednesday very busy, and then Friday to Sunday. So like Thursday may work pa rin yan, pero like it's a little bit slower. So I take my Thursdays off, naman off pero like really slow. So bakit Thursday? Kasi I like, kasi parang I have leadership roles. So kailangan by the start of, so Sunday kasi may feast, so may ganun. So hapon family time. Parang the start of the week, I have to set the pace for the organizations. Mm-hmm. Parang ganun for the business, ganyan, or at least for ministry, or at least yun, everything that needs to be paced umpisa ng week, so that when Thursday comes, hindi na ako ganun ka-guilty mag-rest. Sometimes kasi guilty ako magpahinga kasi parang ang dami na iwan tasks. Mm. So I can really slow down from when like Wednesday, Thursday. Then Friday kasi usually very busy with different kinds of meetings. So ganun siya.
Parang in a way, you want to, parang, is it safe to say earning the rest? Parang you
yes,
want, I'm good tired. Ay, parang mas
yeah, mag, it's,
mas
it's a reward.
Oh, a reward.
Yeah, it's a reward that I give myself. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But honestly, I have a temptation to just rest. I mean, tamad po ang tao. Pero I had to really re-figure out my habits. Kasi wala lang, daming ginagawa eh. Pero if I was given a choice for your listeners, Marge, I would just rather watch TV the whole day. Pero yun.
So ang ginawa mo ng strategy is a reward. So mas ano siya, meaningful na after a hard day's work or hard days, maraming days work, parang you get to relax and ano.
Yeah, rest. Yeah, yeah.
With family. Okay. Thank you for that. So ito na talaga yung main topic natin. One of the major stresses in life is having a toxic relationship. So this is a very, I think, very close topic for me because when I wrote Love Yourself as God Loves You, there were many messages about top this theme somehow about broken hearts or toxicity in relationships, unhealthy friendships. So parang I think it's worth talking about and bringing into the light. So just to clarify things. So para walang unnecessary suffering. So Jay Paul, ikaw ba, have you ever experienced a toxic relationship? You or someone you know? And what does it look like?
Yeah, I've been in multiple toxic relationships. I've had my fair share of it. How do I say this? It looks good on the outside, but it is bad on the inside. When I was in that, hindi pa masyadong uso kasi social media, parang Friendster pa lang meron or Multiply. So parang hindi ganun ka lantad sa mundo ngayon how toxic it was. But so it's good for me. Pero kawawa naman yung mga growing up ngayon. Everything's online. But yun, yes, everything looks good. Like there's a desire to look cool. There's a desire to be a power couple. There's a desire to be, ooh, this is how people see us, you know. But in reality, it's just a lot of gaslighting, a lot of fighting, a lot of arguments, a lot of petty fights. And I realize one of the biggest... also from research, one of the biggest benchmarks kung toxic yung relationship is how you fight. So, like, I remember from my toxic relationship, pagka nag-away kami, talagang parang no holds barred, parang magpapatayang. I mean, talagang galit sa galit and talagang puot sa puot. And it was really like that because there was so much pain inside. And then there was dramatic, balikan na kami, bati na tayo. But it's so unhealthy kasi, dude, ang dami nangyayari sa buhay. Ang daming, like, we could have just focused on our career or studies. Pero, you know, a lot of our energy was just revolving around anger, you know, away, and just, you know, it's toxic when you don't really add value to each other, but you're just holding on for the sake of holding on kasi matagal na kayo, sayang naman, and you're worried or I'm na baka wala nang magmahal sa akin ulit, wala nang better than this. So I think those are, at least from my personal experiences, some of how, like, now looking back, okay, ang toxic pala namin, parang ganun.
Triple, thank you for clarifying that. Parang naisip ko nga, I mean, relationships would have arguments. I mean, normal for couples to have arguments. Pero what makes it toxic is para siyang, ano, pwede siyang crime scene or parang movie na drama. Extreme emotions and frequent. Kumbaga, more than the value, parang lagi na lang nag-aaway. Siguro, paano nila malalaman kung toxic na tong relationship na to compared to sa parang normal arguments na adjusting to differences.
Yeah.
So parang yung mas normal yung ano, yung pag-aaway. So wala nang nangyayari, nag-aaway na lang palagi.
Yeah. Like for example, parang iba kasi nagdi-disagree kayo because iba kayo opinion. Pero yung what makes it toxic is you're always walking on eggshells sa feelings ng taong, nung partner mo. Kasi baka mag-wild na naman siya. So, hindi na lang.
Wild.
So, yung parang bigyan na lang. Yung anger or sama ng loob will move from 0 to 100 in like 2 seconds. So yung ganun eh. At least in my, because I was a toxic, don't get me wrong, every those who are listening, there was a time in my life I was a toxic boyfriend and that's a part of my life that, you know, medyo nakakahiya talaga, but you know, I was broken. I was a broken man and it took a while for me to really love myself, as Marjorie wrote in her book. It's hard to love yourself, and siguro to just share, it's I was a toxic person. My partner at that time was in her toxic self as well. And it was just a recipe for disaster. I guess that's how I would put it, because we did not have enough self-love. So we could not give love to each other properly, which made our relationship toxic.
You didn't want to be toxic. No one wants to be toxic, but because of the lack of self-love, parang nalalabas yung toxic, parang nagiging walking nana or walking wound.
Yeah.
So walking wounded, kaya parang madali kang sensitive, ganun.
Yes.
So how did you heal from that? How did you siguro learn to love yourself? How did you heal from a toxic relationship? How did you become healthy? Kasi syempre gusto natin naman ng healthy relationship. I think no one in their right mind ba sasabihin ko, or no one wants to be in a toxic relationship unless there's something wrong if you want that, right? So if you want to be in a toxic relationship, ideally we all want a peaceful, healthy relationship. God wants that for us. How did you transition from the toxic to the healthy now? Because Triple is married, happily married to Viv, also a very dear friend, and with their happy bouncing son. So how did you how did you have this healthy relationship? How did you transition from having those toxic relationships into having this healthy marriage?
Oh my gosh, Marge, it's so hard talagang. Ay, grabe. Ang daming painful moments, ang daming daming grinding na nangyari.
Anong nakatulong?
I guess I had to decide first na this should stop. Parang ito na lang ba buhay ko? I had to go through it. Parang I was like driving one time madaling araw, parang ito na ba buhay? Parang this it? Life, there should be more to this than this. So
driving,
so it made me
feeling empty at that time, or just
yes, feeling so, yeah, you're right. It was feeling, it was a mixed emotion of feeling empty, sad, hopelessness, despair. Mm-hmm. Na like, what? Happy lang ako pag kunyari may ganitong emotion. Eh, hindi naman, hindi naman pwedeng may activity lagi to me, for me to have happiness. Hindi ba pwedeng may like constant joy in your heart even when there are problems? So I was like reflecting na, parang, is this it? Is this life? So that made me really search for more, and slowly got into the feast, and I was mentored by Brother Obet through, this was for those who are not from the feast, it's a training program for men, and from that program parang I found a second father. And what I figured out was a lot of my toxic behavior was a subtle cry for love. Because why was I toxic? Because I was having issues with my parents, myself growing up. So it was, how can I love somebody else for real at that time in my life if, number one, I looked at myself ugly, dirty, stupid, failure. So that's what, those were like the words that I used towards myself. So iba pa yun sa image ko na ang dumi-dumi ng tingin ko sa sarili ko. So how can I really love somebody if I myself cannot love myself? So it was really like that Brother Obet Radical, and then just that opening my heart to God. And kasi nga, as you know, Marge, kami naman ni Dad, hindi kami okay before. And at, I think the best decision at that moment in my life was, yes, thank you, Lord, that there were father figures that came to my life. But they're still human, di ba? I guess now looking back, and I've been just realizing this lately, in my desperation for hope, I turned to God as my father. Na siya na yung ginawa kong tatay. And yung paano ba to? Yung buhay kasi hindi siya parang movie na biglang, may ganun, tapos may biglang kulay, may sound, tapos mananalo na yung bida. Hindi eh. Ano siya eh, it's, it at that moment, it felt like nothing was happening. But then, through the months and years, you see that the things that affected you negatively before were just nothing. So yun, sorry, ang dami ko sinabi, pero it was just that from the touch point of somebody being a father figure and accepting God as my father, those were the things that really transformed my life and healed me from being a toxic boyfriend to slowly become the man I am today.
Wow, praise God. That's beautiful. Wow. Okay, speechless. Pwede ba maging speechless sa podcast? So, parang God healed your father's wound. Siguro. Yeah. And all the wounds that you got from life. You mentioned before, if it's okay to mention ba that you got molested when you were a child.
That
also affected your self-image, and it, you brought it into your relationships. That self-image, na parang you feel dirty and unloved and unwanted. You didn't also want to face yourself in the mirror, but there was a time na you didn't want to look at yourself in the mirror. And how did you make God your father? Was there a prayer or just that you said, or parang just it was a process joining the feast?
I wish it was like one moment. Eh. May mga tao kasing I really feel that they're so lucky that they just have that one deciding moment.
Parang same point moment conversion, ganun. Pero may...
But for... Sa akin, proseso talaga eh. Kaya ang daming kwento, ang daming bagay na nangyari. Because I guess it was my pride eh. It was really, I was proud to surrender to God. I wanted to be my God. I wanted my life in my own terms. So, with that being said, I'm so blessed because God never gave up on me. And now looking back, I now realize that why did I have to go through that whole process, long process? It's because it gives me compassion towards people who are hurting. Because it's easy to judge people who make wrong decisions in life. But because of that experience, it gives me a different vantage point to see and understand why some people take so long in their own personal journey in just surrendering to God.
That's beautiful. It's also, it takes time to heal wounds also, especially if they're deep and many. So, and also God parang is earning your trust din little by little. That yes, you can trust me. So you surrender little by little also. How does it feel to be in a surrendered place? How does it feel now to be surrendered to God? I mean, what is the difference?
What a very beautiful question. Honestly, it sounds boring to the world, pero when I close my eyes, I am rested. I am at peace. And there are a million problems in the world that I deal with every day. And I just know that Mama Mary's with me all the time. And I have this picture in my head na si Saint Joseph goes ahead of me wherever I'm going. Yeah. And na parang he is like attacking the demons that are attacking me for me.
Terror of demons.
And I have this special relationship with him. Nice. I think I have this this was really evident to me a few months before the pandemic. I was waking up in the middle of the night dreaming of Our Lady of Fatima.
Wow.
And it was just a really beautiful experience. And honestly, grabe dun ko talaga nalaman, mahal na mahal ako ng Diyos. Because through that relationship with Mary, I did not know at that time that God was already preparing me for the pandemic. Because I had to lead. I had to lead God's people. I had to lead our employees. Mm-hmm. From then to now and until this ends, at least in a crisis mode. Mm-hmm. Pero before pa dumating yung gulo, andyan na si Mary. Mm-hmm. Andyan na si Mary to prepare my heart. And honestly, Marge, when I am really struggling, pag wala na talaga, just like I just say Hail Mary full of grace, mm-hmm. I just repeat that without the rosary, yung parang Hail Mary, and just like until kumalma yung pulso ko. and then I find peace. And there are troubles every day, but there is just joy. There is happiness. Dati kasi Marge, I needed the nice watch. I needed a new gadget. I needed this. I needed that. But now, just being alive, I am already happy. I'm just alive, that I can sacrifice, I can give myself to others, there is freedom that I am able to give because my Heavenly Father takes care of me.
Beautiful, Jay Paul. Enough said. Thank you so much. I think real rest is rest in God. So whatever,
yeah.
This image just came to my mind, yung bird in the middle of a raging sea, nandun siya sa rock, tapos the waves are crashing, but he is, may gender ba ang bird? I'm not sure. So he is perched dun sa rock while the waves are crashing. He's okay. He knows he'll be okay. He can soar. He can fly. And also the Lord resting in the boat while the waves are crashing from all sides din, di ba? Parang resting, yeah. Because he knows who's holding him. So it's the Father is holding him in his heart, in his palm and in his heart. So whatever happens, it's gonna be okay. Thank you for that, Jay Paul. I can feel the peace in your heart despite the many crises. I mean, I'm sure you have so much. I mean, in life, we will always have trouble. Lala ko tuloy. Sabi ni Lord, di ba? But take heart, I have overcome the world. So we, as followers of Christ, parang we trust in God's word and yun, that even if there are problems all around us, we will take courage because our leader or our God has overcome the world. So we will overcome with him. What is your advice to those seeking God or who wants to grow in a deeper relationship with him? How do they do that? How do they start? Like you, how did you start? Join.
Sorry, nag-isip ako. Yeah, of course. If you can join the feast, that would be great.
Or the spiritual community.
Yeah, or whatever spiritual community that's available to you. Mm-hmm. But I guess I would want to answer with no, that God is pursuing you.
Mm-hmm.
Na hinahabol ka ng Diyos. A lot of times, we think it's on us. But seriously, my dear friends, from the day you were born until today, until that day you decide, God has been calling you. Nililigawan ka na niya. Busy ka lang. So,
di mo lang nakakuha yung call. Di mo lang na-miss call mo.
So yun. So, until when you open your heart to God, you'll see how God has been calling you. And you'll be surprised, friends, na mahal-mahal ka ng Diyos. And I think from that, your opportunities will open up. The right community, the right church, the right place of worship, it will fall into place. Just sabi mo, hey Lord, saan ka? Ganun. Kasapin mo lang siya.
Where are you? And, paramdam ka.
Yeah, where are you, Lord? Oo. And you'll be surprised where God's gonna lead you.
Beautiful. Totoo. God leads you to where He wants you and He always sends people. And like He sent you Brother Obet, He sent you to the feast. Thanks, Jay Paul, spoken like a true prophet. So, time flies fast. And any words pa you want to share with them on how to rest in God's embrace or God's love and open their hearts. And also, any tips on building a healthy relationship?
Sure. Number one, I think I just feel like saying this, that if you're part of a toxic relationship and if you're the toxic person, just like I was, that does not define you. It's a part of your life. It's a blip in your history. But whatever has happened in the past can be better. So just want to say that if ever you're struggling and you're worried and you feel hopeless, and yun, finding rest is, for me, it's having the freedom to give yourself to others. Once you know that you can give yourself to others, you can serve, you can help, you can inspire, you want to give. Kasi yung parang yung when we're always doing self-repair or self moments, it is because we're repairing something. But once that is whole, you'll be surprised. You'll just be always going out and giving and giving and giving because you know there's an overflow of supply of love inside you. Na basically, hindi ka na matatakot magbigay because umaapaw yung pag-ibig ng Diyos sa'yo. And that's what I want for you. So just imagine that there is an overflowing well inside your heart and let God's love fill you every single day. Let God love every cell of your body, every memory, every part of your being. Let God love it. And yeah.
The dark past. Would you agree that it takes two people to create a toxic relationship? It's not just one person, but the other. So a healthy relationship is also composed of two healthy people. Do you recommend not going into another relationship if you're leaving it, parang you want to be free from the toxic one? Wag munang mag-relationship and to heal first, to repair first before entering another one.
Yeah, definitely, Marge. Kasi you accept the love you think you deserve. Eh.
Mm-hmm.
So you attract people like you. Also, so if you're broken, you're gonna attract broken people. So ganun din ako eh. After my very toxic relationship, I stumbled into multiple toxic relationships. Pareho kaming toxic. So wala din eh. So jumping in and out of relationships is not the answer. So for example, yung sa amin ni Viv, hindi naman dahil wow, Miss Universe Viv kaya nagbago. Yes, maganda siya, pero hindi lang dahil dun eh, na when I found her or we found each other, we were already both healed. So yung lapat ng relationship, yung tahi ng relationship, sobrang easy, sobrang dali, and very comfortable because it was very mutually respectful, mutually healthy. So yeah, I would agree with you, Marge. If you can really stay away from relationships until, like, basic question eh, until hindi mo pa kilala sarili mo. Until hindi mo pa mahal sarili mo. At least, yung dalawang yun. Hindi mo pa kilala sarili mo, sino ka ba talaga, and hindi mo pa mahal sarili mo.
Mm-hmm.
And then, maybe hindi mo pa lang purpose mo sa buhay. Mm-hmm. So, until hindi mo nasagot yun, I just hold off muna sa relationship. Kasi, disadvantageous, unfair din dun sa taong magmamahal sa'yo. Kasi he or she deserves better.
Thanks. And you deserve better also. Parang you deserve a healthier version of you. You don't, parang ayaw mo naman to go through life always fighting and always sad or always angry every day. Parang you'd rather spend that energy like finding your purpose or healing
you
so that you'll have a healthy relationship. So how will you know that you're ready?
Nice question. How will I know? I guess for me, it's, of course, you do yung lahat ng mga tinuturo ni Brother Bo, like nila Ma'an Mencias, yung mga non-negotiables, that those are important. But I guess until hindi mo alam yung gagawin mo sa buhay or ano yung purpose mo in God. Kasi when you know your purpose in God, you're gonna look for a partner na bagay sa purpose na yun. Na you will have a holy mission with this person that hindi lang kayo pakyut sa mundo. But you're gonna make this world a better place because of your love. Because the love that God has given you, that you love each other, you're gonna love your future children, and you can both make this world a better place by your union. Hindi paarte. So,
beautiful insight, J-Paul. I agree. So parang better together and you have a shared mission. Tapos parang something passed my mind, na-miss ko parang I think that real love is about giving. Kasi you will know that you're in a needy or toxic relationship when you're always taking, taking. Parang you wanna take love kasi. That's why parang you're fighting or parang may selfishness, ganyan. Pero when you're healed, I think ang natural tendency is to love, to give. Kasi now overflowing ka na. So you're not taking.
Yeah.
But loving and the taking or the reciprocation just happens naturally, not because you demand it or you need it, but because it's a natural response to love. Parang you just really want to give. But I think the real intention of our healthy love is to give of yourself. So you don't have a self first. How will you love? I mean, in a healthy way. So tama ka, J-Paul. Love yourself first. Parang heal yourself first. Find your purpose and your self-worth in God first. And then, I believe that also God will lead you to the right person when you are ready, when you are healthy. So, yun. Thank you. Thank you for that, James. So, are you happy right now?
Yeah, I am. I am very happy, number one, because I'm so proud of you and excited for you. Second, I just really know that this show will bless a lot of people, inspire and help a lot of people through the years to come and every venture that you do, kasi Marge. And for those who are listening who probably don't know Marge yet, every time Marge decides to help someone, she goes leaps and bounds, miles and miles to give, to add value to this person or whatever help she can give to this person who she helps. So I promise you, you know, whether you listen to this podcast, you ask Marge for help in writing a book or everything else, you're in good hands, not the bank, but with Marge. So
thank you, J-Paul. Praise be to God. Siguro, three lessons I've learned. Three lessons you've learned from your past relationship.
Ooh, wow. Number one, a relationship will not complete you. Number two, save yourself for your spouse.
In all ways.
Number three. Yeah, in everything, hindi lang pala siya sa sex. So, but in a lot of things.
Well, speaking of that, number can three, touch on that for a bit. So, what was the gift
for sure? For
saving yourself, kasi diba you decided not to kiss Viv before you're getting married. So, ano yung benefits of doing that?
I mean. Okay, if you kiss, hindi naman namin kayo judge. It's not that it's the only way to go. It's because my wife and I were both molested when we were young. Mm-hmm. So we were, I guess, acclimated to corrupted sex. That's, I guess, a better way of seeing it. Na, sex that takes distorted yung view namin of sex and experiences. So the physical touch, we just felt, because we kissed it for the first month. Tapos parang wait, we were going to the wrong places. Parang we knew that we had to let go of the temptation kaysa mag fall for the temptation. So yun, so we avoided temptation. And what we didn't know is that healed our insecurity, that healed a lot of sin and brokenness inside us. It made us complete because we were both surrendering ourselves to God. And you know, it really transformed us mightily. And it really adds so much to our marriage today.
Yay. Yeah. Thank you, Japes. And third, last lesson.
Oh, number three, I guess, is not guess. It's very Catholic that God loves marriage. God supports marriage. And God wants you to have a good marriage in the future, whoever you are and whatever your relationship is.
Beautiful, joyful. Thank you. Yes, God's marriage is God's idea, God's design talaga. And
yeah.
Sabi nga ni Lord, what God has brought together, let no man separate. But it's the enemy of our souls that want to distort love and distort marriages and families and relationships. So God wants us to have a healthy relationship because it starts with that. And He wants us to have a healthy family. Siguro that's what I've learned also, that God desires for us, those who are called to marriage, to have a healthy family, and it begins with ourselves. So you can't have a healthy relationship if you're not healthy yourself, and to find your self-worth in God first, because sama ka, a relationship will not complete. You need to personally have a relationship with God because He's your first and greatest lover. So if you don't know how to receive the greatest love or the source of love, you will not know how to distinguish what false love or real love is. So being loved by God will help you know what kind of love you deserve and what kind of love you also need to give to someone, because you also have to love others the way God loves you. But first, you have to be loved by God. So yun. Yun, and to... Yan, yun mo yun. Tatlo na ba yun?
Yep.
Sige. Anything else, Paul, that you want to share?
Yeah, I'm so blessed that Marge is doing this again. I just want to promote this podcast so much. Yeah, I'm for you, wherever whatever you're going through right now, I just want to speak life to you. That, you know, when you give your life to God, even dry bones come alive. So whatever you feel in your life that is dead, God can give it life. Whatever dreams that are dead, God can give it life. So trust God in every area of your life, not just in relationships. And you'll be surprised that, you know, God can turn around whatever you think was lost. And maybe you're afraid to love again. Maybe you're afraid to trust again. You're afraid to take care of somebody again. But when you open your heart to God's love, you'll be surprised that you're capable of so much love, because you're not an angry person. You're not a hateful person. You're not a bitter person. That is something that has happened to you, but that doesn't define you. You were made for love, and you're called to love because you have a loving Father.
Beautiful. Thank you. On that note, J. Paul, thank you so much for being my first guest in this show. Very blessed. Thank you for blessing us with your insights and lessons, and with God's love and light in you. Thank you, and God prosper the work of your hands and give you always peace and the rest that you need every day. So thank you so much. So everyone, thank you for listening in, and hope to see you again on our next episode. God bless. Happy weekend.
Yeah. Thanks, Marge. God bless you.
Thank you, Japes.